Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Nation, everybody. Woo! Woo! Now, I was out yesterday, so it's my first chance to say Happy New Year, Dish family.
Happy New Year.
I love y'all. I'm ready for the new year, too, and all its blessings that it is going to bring, okay? Yes. So glad you're joining us today. Before we begin, let's say hi to our LA crew.
What's up?
Hey, y'all.
What up, LA?
Now, Gary and Chewy are out today. Wait a minute. I wonder if they out somewhere hanging out together. Now, the 2010s are over, but we're still tripping down memory lane through the decade. So today, we'll be looking at the juiciest stories of the year 2018. And we'll be also looking at the biggest movie that we're looking forward to in 2020. But first, Heidi, what you got?
Well, you know, there were a ton of weddings in 2018, and I'm kind of upset that Gary's not here because we got to talk about his cousin. It's his cousin, right? Meghan Markle? That's right.
It's like he's here.
I know. Well, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle tied the knot in 2018. The ceremony was held in St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle, darling, in the UK, of course. And this wedding caused such an uproar because the UK media was bashing Harry's choice of marrying an American, not only an American, but a biracial actress. They were not happy.
And a divorcee.
Also, after a 4-month engagement, Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra tied the knot in India, and their ceremony was grand.
Oh, it was. Didn't she have like 2 different weddings?
I think so, yeah.
And different dresses and everything.
I think one wedding's stressful enough. My God.
It was a Bollywood wedding. I mean,
it was. Yes. It looked like a movie. I remember it with the lights and action and everything.
Her dress was a custom Ralph Lauren with a 75-foot train. That's a lot of bridesmaids. And then lastly, for the biggest wedding of 2018, we have Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. They tied a knot in a small, intimate ceremony. Miley's mom and dad were there. Miley confirmed the news in a series of Instagram posts, including a picture of the couple embracing during the ceremony. So that one didn't even last.
See, they were fine when they weren't married. Like, it was when they got married that their whole relationship collapsed under the weight
because it was
of
all
being
the,
married.
Of the labels.
Exactly.
The labels of my husband this and the wife is supposed to be that.
Yeah, if you are a celebrity and you throw Bollywood and you throw it's the royal wedding, it's like they have pressure to stay together. They might be having miserable lives right now with each other, and you can't quit because you had such
a
big wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both of them are like, no, you're going to help me pay this wedding off.
Now, see, Frank, I I know, Frank, you got married in your backyard.
Well, my first marriage was a big wedding. Ended in three years. And my second wedding was in the backyard.
Well, she's pregnant.
That's ending shortly. Okay.
You said it's ending shortly.
Yeah, ending shortly. She wore jean shorts and a white tube top, so we kept it classic.
No!
Wow.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
She was 8 months pregnant at the time.
What?
Oh, wow.
We do white trash real good.
I think a dog was our witness.
Well, we got the biggest weddings out of the way. Now it's time to take a look at the biggest. Oh, no!
Not
of 2018. Now, first, though, we got two queens in New York that made things super hot. We got Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. They got into this crazy physical altercation at the Plaza in New York for the Harper's Bazaar Icons party. And the fight literally got ugly. Cardi threw her heel at Nicki before security escorted her out. Mm-hmm. And this incident circulated online via video and social media. And it showed that, Cardi B lunging towards somebody at the party. Bodyguards were holding her back. And you cannot forget the iconic Fred Flintstone speed knot that Cardi B got on the top of her forehead.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I think a security guard elbowed her by accident trying to, stop some of the melee.
That speed knot was so big, I saw a meme where, one of the knots was the O's in Google.
No!
Cass is going crazy with the meme.
Oh, my God.
So, moving on, we also got our girl Fergie, who pretty much made up her own jazzy rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. This happened during the 2018 NBA All-Star Game. And, and Fergie started out all right. She came out with it with the heart of a champion.
Yes.
She had a look in her eye, but, them pipes failed her. She sounded off key, and we almost built the wall around Canada. Take a look.
Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light, what so proudly wailed.
That really was like your drunk aunt at karaoke.
No, I think she did good. She just needed to put a little jazz snap in there.
That drunk baby voice.
Yeah.
Right.
So she said, basically, I wanted to try something special for the NBA. I'm a risk taker artistically, but clearly this rendition didn't strike the intended tone. I love this country, and honestly, I tried my best.
It was special.
Yeah.
It was definitely special. Well, guys, I think the biggest, was the whole Roseanne drama. Oh, my gosh. She was on her way to getting her career revived, but took a big old L after she went on a racist Twitter rant calling the former senior advisor to President Obama, Valerie Jarrett, an ape.
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God, which got the reboot of her show Roseanne canceled.
Yeah, show did.
So Roseanne later claimed it was a joke, and she issued a full apology. I apologize to Valerie Jarrett and the All-Americans. I'm truly sorry for making a bad joke about her politics and her looks. I should have known better. Forgive me, my joke was in bad taste.
And remember when Ambien came back and said, we ain't got nothing to do with that
shit. Exactly, she tried to blame it on Ambien.
They were like, baby, we were asleep when you did that.
People who take Ambien, they'll be make full-on meals on Ambien and get up in the morning and go, what the hell? I cleaned the kitchen last night, and I've got all this everywhere. Because Ambien does make you do crazy
stuff.
But
maybe it makes you do your truth.
You're a racist? You're a racist on Ambien.
You're racist. Okay. Racist on Ambien.
Good point.
Well, as we continue on, let's take a look at 2018's...
Smash Alert!
And the most shocking smash that year had to be Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande.
How did he do it?
I'm still asking myself. I'm thinking it might be his luscious lips.
He looks like he visited in her dreams. He looks like a ghost.
She's a donut licker.
I knew they weren't getting married, though, because she didn't even share her tanning salon with him. Whoever did her tan, you would normally share it with your man. And she got him out here looking like Casper.
Yeah.
We have Chris Pratt and... Catherine Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm.
The pair began quietly dating for several months in 2018. Chris took the opportunity to tell the world about their love on Catherine's 29th birthday. He captioned a collage of 6 photos saying, "Happy birthday, Chief. Your smile lights up the room. I've cherished our time together. Thrilled God put you in my life. Thankful for the laughs, kisses, talks, hikes, love, and care."
I love all of that. I'm so curious what the Chief comes from. That's obviously a little inside joke. That's his nickname for her, but why?
Maybe she smokes a lot of weed. Chiefing. Yeah. Mm.
And last but not least, Channing Tatum was pretty busy in 2018. News of Magic Mike actor and Jenna Dewan getting divorced after 9 years of marriage broke in April of 2018. Then the rumors of the newly single Channing being a off the market began to spread 1 month later, and Tatum was spotted out with British singer Jessie J.
Who kind of looks like Jenna Dewan.
Yeah.
So he very clearly has a type.
Has a type.
So, would you rather, if your significant other left you, started dating somebody else, would rather them be an ugly version of you or a better-looking version of you?
Oh. Ugly, of course.
Yeah,
ugly.
Why we want better?
I'd be like, okay.
Because you know that the press going to do side by side.
If it was the uglier version, I'd be like, God, that was the best you could do.
No, if it's the uglier version, it means it was your personality why I left. After the break, moving on from the past and looking to the future, it's time for Ticket or Skip It 2020 edition. What movies are we excited to see? We'll discuss after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's happening?
Now, my friends, it is a new year, and there are tons of movies coming out soon, so we decided to do an upcoming movie preview with a special edition of Ticket or Skip It 2020.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, we're going to start with two of the biggest upcoming sequels of the year, so go ahead, grab some popcorn like we did, and check them out. So, Frank, what movie's on your radar, bro?
Well, if you're anything like me, you like your women bad. Crazy, right?
Of course.
How's that working out for you?
That's why I cannot wait for Birds of Prey and the Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. It's going to come out next month. Now, Margot Robbie is starring, of course, as Harley Quinn, but this time she isn't part of the Suicide Squad. She's joined Birds of Prey, DC Comics' all-female team of adventurers.
Go on!
And this is after Harley breaks up with the Joker. Take a look.
Oh, I will.
The Joker and I broke up. I wanted a fresh start.
So here for this?
I'm here for it.
Me too.
Looks like a little cheesy, but I'm for it.
This is like, you know, it's movie popcorn. You know, you can eat it. It's not that good, but you're going to eat it anyway. So I say skip it.
Skip it or ticket?
I say skip it and ticket.
Cool. All right. Well, Harley Quinn has some stiff competition because in February.
Right here.
Besides you, also The Invisible Man, which is pretty much the same thing. The Invisible Man is scheduled to be released next month, and we've seen several depictions of this classic character over the years, but imagine the idea of an ex stalking you from beyond the grave.
Let me go.
Take a look.
What happened to him?
He cut his wrists.
He said that wherever I went, he would find me, walk right up to me, and I wouldn't be able to see him.
Invisible Man is coming up with the perfect way to torture you. Even in death.
All right, so is anybody else freaked out right now? Or
That is a definite skip it.
I don't like this because I wouldn't want to think about this happening to me
when he slides that sheet down while she's sleeping in bed with her friend and then takes those pictures. Oh, my God, that's so freaking.
Skip it. Yeah, skip it for me, too. Okay, y'all, this movie right here is a black person's worst nightmare, and it takes place in my hometown of Chicago, y'all. Okay, so who remembers the movie Candyman, right?
Oh, yes.
The black man who walked around with bees on his face, slicing and dicing people in North Chicago projects with the hook on his hand?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. And then if you said his name three times in the mirror, he's going to kill you?
Don't do it.
I bet y'all won't. To this day, I bet y'all won't do it.
I'll never.
Candyman. Candyman.
Stop it.
Let me try. Candyman.
Don't do it,
Portia. Portia, stop it.
Portia, stop it. Okay. Oh, McDonald's. I can't do it. Well, y'all, Jordan Peele is directing the sequel, Candyman 2, and it's expected to be released in June of this year. No trailer is out yet, but who is here for it? Ticket or skip it?
Ticket.
Jordan Peele, I think I'm a ticket this one.
I heard in this version he's haunting farmers markets and he's selling raw honey.
No, he's really haunting them because he's in Whole Foods and he's selling food that's supposed to be organic, but it's not organic.
And he's mad because the bees are dying at an alarming rate. And he's powered by bees.
Right.
Yeah. I'm here for it. He's like socially conscious.
Anything Jordan Peele does, I'll go see. So I say ticket.
Me too.
Me too.
Ticket. All right, y'all. Coming up, Tom Cruise, Reese Witherspoon, and just for you, Frank Moore, Margot Robbie. We have more 2020 movies to talk about, and you don't want to miss this. Come right back after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yes, we're here.
Hey.
Now, there are a few more movies that we want to look at here coming out in 2020. The first one is Top Gun Maverick. Yes, 34 years after the Tom Cruise blockbuster Top Gun. You finally got the sequel, so take a look.
You should be at least a two-star admiral by now. Yet here you are, Captain. What is that?
It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
I mean, could they have given us a little bit more in a trailer? I mean, we already know Top Gun is in a plane.
I like it, though. I mean, I hate it when trailers show us too much. And what they didn't show you in this particular trailer is that Val Kilmer has returned as Iceman as well.
I say ticket. I love the first one. I've seen it so many times. And that's all I needed for the trailer. I'm like, I'm in. I'm going to see it.
I need a little more than just the tip. So I'm going to have to skip it. Yeah.
All right, y'all. There's another sequel I'm looking forward to. And that's Legally Blonde 3. I cannot wait. Almost 20 years after the original Legal Blonde, Reese Witherspoon is back as Elle Woods. Now, Legally Blonde 2 was not as successful with the critics as the original movie, so Reese is bringing back the original writers to make sure this one is just as lit, honey.
Nice.
That's right. So would y'all take it or skip it?
I'd rather watch an autopsy. I'm going to skip it.
Now, how many years ago did the first one come out? The first
20. 20 years.
Well, that dog be dead by now.
Well, I'm going to take one of my nieces, so I'm going to go watch it just because of that.
I think every police officer in Atlanta should go see it so they can recognize Reese Witherspoon the next time they pull her over drunk.
I am.
I'd rather see Legally Blind. You know, that girl is like, I'm legally blind.
And it's a golden retriever instead of a chihuahua.
Yep. Oh, my God. D.O.P., hold it down.
All right, the Harley Quinn movie is not going to be the only Margot Robbie movie we have to look forward to because she's starring in the live-action Barbie movie.
You go from Harley Quinn to Barbie?
I know.
She can do it.
Wow. The Barbie doll first came out in 1959, and over the years, she's had more than 200 jobs, including ballerina, firefighter, and dentist. Oh, Barbie, she can just do it all.
And more than 300 other toy lovers just in my house alone. It was like she was with He-Man. She was with all my army men did her one time.
Yeah, my Barbie also made love to a Marie Osmond.
Oh, wow.
And Skipper.
Oh, you had them dolls scissoring.
My sister's Barbie got it on with Megatron.
I don't know if we're going to see any of that in the Barbie movie, but I think it's a safe bet that the Margot Robbie Barbie movie will be empowering to women. See, I think if they do this sort of maybe more like Atomic Blonde, like she's a badass. It's Barbie, but she's a badass.
Yeah.
I would say ticket.
And it seems like even with nudity, this movie could still be like PG.
Barbie will always be PG. They don't have private parts. Remember, it's all smooth.
But then she's going to give her boobs, though. She's still got the boobies.
Okay, Barbie, bend down with a smooth slide.
She gave the Brazilian wax people a job, honey.
All right, y'all. Did you make a crazy New Year's resolution? Well, you are not alone. We'll look back at some of the wild celebrity resolutions of the past after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, today is the second day of the new year, and I'm sure everyone's trying to stay true to their New Year's resolutions. But let's take a look at some of the crazier New Year's resolutions that some celebs have made in the past. And we'll start out with Ludacris and his wife, Adoxie. They made a resolution. They're going to try for a son because he keeps getting girls.
Well, you can't try for a son. I mean,
no, you can try all you want.
No, but you
and
can't.
And I suggest it.
What is he saying? Like, he heard certain positions you get into.
Maybe.
Great boys?
I mean, the crazier things, the wives' tales, like stand on your head or you know, walk backwards while saying the ABCs. I don't know. Julianne Moore's resolution was not to hurt herself while exercising.
Hmm.
Well, she's at that age where I guess if you got to push yourself, you got to remember how old you are.
Oh,
so
right.
Don't get into that whole exercise thing where it's like, I'm going to get in shape and lose weight and then hurt myself 2 weeks in and then all of a sudden I'm just back to. Okay.
Right, that happens a lot.
The
like you're going hardcore and then you're down for the count.
Nicole Kidman was to add less sweetener to her coffee.
I did that. Now I'm black coffee with two Stevia.
Well, you don't have to be so bitter about it.
Hey.
Oh, Drew Lachey was to stop drinking Diet Coke.
Ooh. That's so weird.
What I appreciate about these New Year's resolutions, they are attainable.
They're just like
us. These like small little goals that you can achieve so the next year you can build off of that. What is something in the past that you resolved that you failed?
I'm only going to drink wine on the weekends.
Oh, why even try,
and on
Heidi?
And you never started on New Year's Day, because that's, you know, the day. You start that following Monday.
No, New Year's Eve. New Year's Day, you stop drinking.
No, whatever. You start
you failed
the, you start,
within 12
see,
hours
of, my
of the year?
This is part of my problem.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.